If you love listening to All Latino, you're going to want to check out the new Code Switch podcast. It's hosted by our pals Gene Denby and Shireen Marisol Meraji. It's a podcast that helps us understand how race and identity crash into everything else in our lives. This week, they tackle the subject of whiteness. What does it mean, and why is it important that we figure out how to talk about it? I just listened to it. It's a fascinating conversation. Find Code Switch on the NPR One app and at npr.org/podcast. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Jasmine is still away on a well-deserved vacation. And you know, this week we're going to take a trip of our own. We're going to take a trip across the United States musically. We're on the hunt to find Latin alternative music in unlikely places. And our guide this week is Luis Ayala. Now, he's a former DJ turned agent who works with bands across the country. Luis, welcome.
Hi, Felix. How are you guys?
He's based here in D.C., and we're starting with some hometown heroes here. Who are we listening to first?
We're listening to Sake, based in Washington, D.C., one of those fantastic fusion bands that I call that bring you a new alternative. This is putting a little bit of funk, putting a little bit of cumbia, putting a little bit of everything in there to make it sound so unique in the nation's capital.
This is called La China. The band Sake from Washington, D.C. with their new single called La China. And that is the first stop on our musical tour across the United States with Luis Ayala. And to put things into proper context, what we want to do is when we can, and we're talking about a handful of cities that we're going to visit this week, we want to give you some numbers compiled from the U.S. Census. And in Washington, D.C., for example, in 1990, 5.4% of the population was Latino. And in 2014, according to the latest numbers, that shot up to 10.4%, which is mostly the people from El Salvador here in the D.C. area. And it gives you an idea that once this population gets settled and they become involved economically, politically, but also these music scenes pop up around them. And Luis, you're here in D.C. Let's talk a little bit about the music scene here in D.C. What have you seen as far as the growth and where it started and where it is now?
It's just like you mentioned, it takes a little while to get it going. I've been part of it for about 20 years now. I started as a DJ. We started with little parties there with no bands, but basically just DJs. And then, you know, of course, that will attract the musicians and they will come around and people were asking where to play, where to do gigs and stuff. And we have to kind of like get it going on. This is without internet or, you know, like social media as today. But it was fantastic. It was a fantastic era because we saw people that wanted to do things. And out of the blue, there were four or five local bands with, you know, different, let's say, genres of music. We have from a metal band, we have, you know, somebody, a great band called Machina Uno, that it was like a fusion between Prince and Michael Jackson. It was just a fantastic thing to see four different stuff. And we saw from many different countries, too. I mean, yeah, Salvadorians, we are maybe, yeah, we are the strongest one around here in population. But you start seeing Argentinians, Mexicans, you know, bands from the people from the Caribbean, Dominicans getting involved into it. You know, in D.C. being this small comparing to L.A. or New York or other cities, it's just so, I mean, it makes me happy to see how this has grown into getting recognition and getting bands like Sake, who opened for Aterciopelados a couple shows in Florida. You know, it's not, now they're getting calls from another, you know, states, hey, come and open for big acts. I guess that's a great point for our local scene.
And I think that that's how I met you initially at a show somewhere. And we started talking about the music, and I was impressed by your involvement with it, but also in how you had your finger on the pulse with different promoters, agents, even bands across the country, which was like way back when. I said, like, I think it would be a good show someday, and we're finally able to make it happen.
So now we're here.
So let's move on to Atlanta.
Yes.
Okay. Now, again, talking numbers, the change in the Latino population in the entire Southeast, of which Atlanta is part of, between 2000 and 2010 was approximately 68% change over 10 years to 13% of the population right now. And there's got to be at least a handful of bands in those people. So who are we going to hear?
It is fantastic how, you know, that scene, I went there and I was touring with Jarabe de Palo, who's an international well-known band. And we did a show on a Monday, and nobody thought that this was going to work. And I end up meeting like 15 local bands
there. Gosh.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? The name of the track that we are selecting is Pétalos Negros.
Cargando el tiempo.
That was the song Pétalos Negros from the band De Acero from Atlanta, Georgia. Hot Atlanta, believe it or not. That's one of the things that also impressed me when we talked about that in one of our first meetings and subsequently over the time that we've seen each other. It's like the different styles. As we heard in the first band from D.C., Sake, they have a mixture of stuff, but then eventually got into like an Afro-Cuban thing. And this band from Atlanta, strictly metal.
Yeah, it's more hard rock, I guess,
than
metal.
Yeah,
but that's the fantastic thing about traveling across the U.S. and meeting all these bands. And one of the things that impressed me are that you travel across the U.S. and then you find these bands that you might think, you know, they're not looking for the commercial sound. They're just playing what they feel. They just play, you know, what they makes them feel. A musician. And I guess when you hear, it's like, you know, these guys are playing hard rock, then you find another band who's doing reggae, then you play. It's like we have a full, beautiful picture of how our Latin musicians get influenced, you know, and what keeps them into, I'm going to play just cumbia because that's what's going to pay my rent. No, I'm going to play, you know, a hard rock. This is my style. In my part, as a big fan of music, this is something that always is going to put a big smile on my face. Sure. Every time I go to a town that you're like, I'm not going to find any local representation here. And you end up talking to four or five musicians with different bands, different styles.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the fact that the bands that we're playing today, they're also independent bands. Because like you mentioned, they're not on major labels. And if anything, they're on either self-funded labels or a smaller label from that region. So there's certainly a do-it-yourself aesthetic to what they're doing, not just with their albums and their music, but the local scene as well.
They have to learn how to keep it in shape. You know, if they're part of a group of 6-7 bands doing shows, let's say, in one venue, they had to find ways to reach new audiences, to get people to pay for the shows and buy the merchandise, T-shirts, CDs, to keep their economy afloat. Sometimes for independent musicians, it's difficult. You know, some of them, and I'm happy to see that everybody has a recording done. You know, like I have 2, 3, 4, 5 songs in my website we can check, and some of them have gone and produced a video without even having, you know, a big band to cover for expenses. But it's really, for me, something that I also tell all the bands that I see they're starting. I'm like, guys, just put your head on it and, you know, just get all the ideas. Record, no matter what. Just record it. Put it in there. I mean, you will find people liking it and sharing it. And that's going to be more important. And that's what I think all these bands that we're talking about, like the at the show today, they have done it. You know, and there are more there, but oh, yeah. this is the first we're peeling off right now.
Maybe we'll make this part of a regular feature so that we can get some of these bands exposed to new audiences. Let's stay in the Southeast. Let's go to the home of country music, Nashville, Tennessee. All right. What do we have there?
We have Aprendiz. Okay, we are doing shows in Atlanta, so now we're going to go. We have to open something in Nashville. And that's how it happened. Actually, we're going to have Gonwana Pericos and Aprendiz doing a big show there in July. So it's going to be, everybody's talking about the first major Latin show like that, a combination of reggae, rock, in the city, like you said, country, the home of country music.
Maybe someday they'll actually do it at the Grand Ole Opry, too, someday. This is Aprendiz from Nashville, Tennessee. Nunca me atreví a volver a este lugar. Y aunque prometí mil veces, mis dos pies lo vuelven a pisar. Que me apuntes, borre rastros y olvidé. Pero esa raíz rebelde late adentro de la oscuridad. Nunca me atreví a oír la voz y el corazón. Cada latido, cada pulso, lentamente desapareció. Entre engaños y lamentos, vuelvo aquí. Al sendero más profundo que me atrapa y no me deja ir. Confundido yo, he perdido en la ciudad. Desciende sobre mí, calmando este dolor de a mí, seducción, amor que nunca quise yo buscar. Te has posado sobre mí, mostrando la ternura de tu ser. Se abren puertas que no sé a dónde van. Tú me muestras el camino en lo más profundo del encierro donde juntos caminamos hasta el final. Al paraíso de ilusiones donde mis sueños se hacen realidad. Confundido yo, voy perdido en la ciudad. Tú desciendes sobre mí, calmando este dolor de mí, seducción. Te has posado sobre mí, mostrando la ternura de tu ser. De mí, seducción, amor que nunca fuimos a buscar. Te has posado sobre mí. sound of Nashville.
The Latin alternative sound of Nashville.
Before we move on to the next band, let's talk about something that you touched on just a little bit, on how what happens with these local bands is that when larger bands come through, like internationally known bands, a lot of these local bands are able to open up, which is a very big boost for them in their career. Can you give us some examples of some bands that you've worked with, larger international bands that have used local bands to open?
Oh, yes. In Tampa, for example, Espíritus have opened for Bersuit Vergabarat and Vilma Palma. Also, I have worked in Atlanta. We have worked with La Rica Mata and Los Rabanes. We have worked with Aprendiz from Nashville. They opened for Rabanes in the last tour. We had bands like Sake in Baltimore opening for Jarabe de Palo. Mm-hmm. And it's very important for these bands, like you mentioned. And that's how I met a bunch of these bands, because they have reached to the venue, and the venue, it's like, hey, we are getting, you know, a request from this local band. I don't get surprised being New York City or Miami or LA. There are tons of bands. But when you get an email from a band from Nashville, Tennessee, you know, we're a Latin rock band in Nashville. Now, of course, I will, you know, this is the part that I guess people should appreciate those local bands. And instead of making it, you know, difficult for them, just try to make it as easy as possible for them to open, because this is not just going to help that band. It's just going to, other musicians are going to get, hey, this can be done.
Sure. Let's stay in the Southeast. You mentioned a band from Tampa, Espíritus. Tell us about them.
They're example of independently with them. You know, it's a guy, Tampa. It's like the last city in Florida that you might think, oh, there's a Latin rock with original music, not just covers. I think these guys, for example, the guys from Tampa, Espíritus, is as good as I don't care where I'm at, but if I have the talent, I'm going to record something good and people are going to like it. And this is how I discover not just these guys. There's a lot of other guys from Tampa, too. Because of Espíritus now, I mean, you know, I'm talking to four or five bands.
Wow.
It's just growing.
This is their track, Te Digo Adiós, Espíritus.
En el umbral de mis memorias
Luis, tell me this story about a band, speaking of an unlikely place, from Canada, the band Mariachi Ghost, who I was able to see at South by Southwest this past March. Very impressive group, very very musical. I really like their stuff, but their whole presentation and the fact that they're from Canada. Tell us about that.
Yeah, those guys are from Winnipeg.
Right.
That's it was part of a route we had with Jarabe de Palo. We were traveling and doing shows in Canada, and we were traveling by car, so it's, you know, more efficiency for bands to do this. So we were seeing on the map, where, you know, what's the next town we should stop by, and, you know, to make the trip a little bit easier on the guys. And of course Winnipeg was there, and you know, we were, how are we going to do this? I mean, we're going to finding a gig there. We don't see a lot of shows of, you know, like Latin rock shows happening. And I did this research, and I saw that there was a contest done by a radio station, if I'm correct, and they won it. And just the name of it, it caught my attention. And I was like, Mariachi Ghost.
Right.
And I was just like, let me I was Googling things about the town. You know, it's like local musicians and Latin influences and stuff. And that's how the naming popped there. And I emailed Jorge, the singer from the band, and he responded me like in a minute. It was so it was so fantastic. And he was like, how can I help you bring Jarabe de Palo into my town? And I'm not lying to you. I think in half an hour, we had the venue. We had everything set.
You're kidding.
It was like the easiest, you know, bookings I've done in 3 or 4 years. It was, and Jorge was a big part. And, you know, and then when I saw the videos and the production number stuff, I was like, these guys, why are not being placed more, you know, in the U.S.?
Right.
I think if we look around, even in the most remote places, we will find great musicians and great ideas like Jorge and the Mariachi Ghost. They have something very unique in a part of Canada that the only thing is, you know, I'm going to go and snowboard, you know. the night we went there, it was minus 20 degrees.
Oh my God.
It was really cold. And, you know, and I was, and there were so, you know, like normal. And I was like, man, I don't want to get out of the car. This is crazy. Thank you.
A few years ago, I did a story for NPR about Charlotte, North Carolina, and how that Latino population had grown over a certain period of time, like 90%. So I went down there to find a Latin music scene. And I found a guy named Tony Arreaza, who, along with some of the other bands in Charlotte, created a scene. And the story was about how he created the scene and what his experiences were like. But you brought a band from Charlotte. Let's talk about them.
Yes, with Tony, actually, we started working together. He had a band that came to play the D.C. area about 10, 12 years ago. That's how we met. And then he started putting together the Carlotan Festival that actually had some big names there, like Amigos Invisibles play there. And now he is the curator for a big festival that happened once a year. And it's funny because he tries to balance the lineup of the festival, but you can tell, you know, his little rock and rollero heart, he always puts something, someone in there. And I'm like, man, I don't know how you do it. I mean, you know, it's difficult because, you know, if you have your boss telling you, you know, you need a big salsero, your big, you know, like maybe a big pop star, but you squeeze to put there Panteón Rococo, you know, or Jarabe, or, you know, all the bands.
We're going to finish the show with one of the bands that I saw at one of the presentations that he did called the Bacalao All-Stars.
Bacalao All-Stars.
Luis Ayala, thank you so much for dropping by, man.
No, thank you, Felix. And, you know, a big abrazo.
Thanks.
For all of you guys listening, and just, you know, keep searching for new music. And if you hear about something in your town, just spread it out, you know, put it out there, and it will be something that will make you feel good.
You can use us here at Alt Latino to help spread the word. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. We're NPR's Alt Latino. You can find the show at npr.org/altlatino. You can also find it on NPR One, which you can get from your app store. Again, Luis, thank you for coming. Luis is a promoter and music lover based here in D.C. who's helping spread the word about Latin alternative all over the country. Again, thanks, man.
No, gracias a usted.
La negra quiere cumbia, hay que la negra que quiere cumbia. Ay, vamos, negra quiere cumbia, hay que la negra que quiere cumbia. Que como dice ella, quiere cumbia, hay que la negra que quiere cumbia. Ay, vamos, negra, quiere cumbia. Ay, que la negra que quiere cumbia. Yo, la negra quiere cumbia con sabor. Quiere cumbia con sabor. Quiere cumbia con sabor de bacalao, así señor. Viene bien apretado. Bálame ese porro de lado a lado. Meneando por aquí, sí, meneando por allá. Y da la media vuelta y bálame el sacusá. Meneando por aquí, sí, meneando por allá. Y da la media vuelta y bálame el sacusá. ¡Candela! Ay, vamos, negra, quiere cumbia. Ay, que la negra que quiere cumbia. Que como dice ella, quiere cumbia. Ay, que la negra que quiere cumbia. Ay, vamos, negra, quiere cumbia. Ay, que la negra que quiere cumbia. Yo. Cumbia lo que traigo yo para bailar, sí, para gozarla. Y sí, señor, una mano arriba, así que otra en la cabeza. Ven, mamita linda, soy una mano arriba. Que otra en la cabeza, ven, mamita linda, que comience la fiesta. Y una mano arriba, así que otra en la cabeza, ven, mamita linda, que comience la fiesta. Y una mano arriba, así que otra en la cabeza, ven, mamita linda, que comience la fiesta. Mami, una mano arriba, otra en la cabeza, ven, mamita linda, que comience la fiesta. Colombiana, la negra quiere cumbia, la colombiana que quiere. Ay, vamos, negra, quiere cumbia. La ecuatoriana que quiere cumbia. Que como dice ella, quiere cumbia. La americana que quiere cumbia. Ay, vamos, negra, quiere cumbia. La colombiana que quiere cumbia. Yo.